Ian Hutchinson with our Rub of the Mind podcast Masters Edition. And Dick, boy, I'll tell you, watching Sergio put that 13 on the board yesterday was kind of painful, obviously, for the defending champion. And, you know, some of the things that I often wonder about, you hear people say, you know what, I'm playing well, but the results aren't showing it. Do comments like that, do they make sense?
Well, there's always an underlying answer to everything. And I think, you know, what we're about to talk about is Sergio's 13 and what Sergio said. And I just want to preface that, you know, there are a lot of opportunities for us, for everyone to watch the best players in the world,
right,
and learn from their mistakes. You know, just because they're excellent golfers doesn't mean they're perfect by any means. And, you know, sure, we made reference a couple of years back to Ricky Fowler's unsatisfactory assessment on the 71st hole when he was trying to beat the Japanese player, I've forgotten his name, by the way, at the Waste Management. And he wasn't aware of his key performance mistake, his hitting the wrong club. Even though he made an excellent execution with his driver, it was still the assessment of it was wrong, and it cost him two shots, cost him from winning the tournament. And in this situation with Sergio yesterday in the first round of the Masters, where he kept on making the same mistake over and over again, it piled up to 13. And this is what we want to get into making sure that there is an understanding of what really went wrong.
Well, he sat there and he said that basically it's the first time in his life that he put balls in the water when he'd hit good shots.
Yeah, so here's the quote. Sergio says, "It's the first time in my career where I made a 13 without missing a shot.
Right.
I kept hitting a good shot with a sandwich, and unfortunately, I don't know why, the ball just wouldn't stop." So, you know, we love Sergio. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But I must say that he's slipping back into that victim perception,
right,
that we've seen before, and it's a mindset that holds him back. It's really a myopic perspective that he needs to change. So,
right,
what we have to do is we have to look at this situation and identify. First of all, on the 15th hole in the first round of the Masters, that pin placement, it was kind of front. We all know that there is a,
sure,
false front short of that, and to the right. That slope comes off the bunker to the right,
right,
and it's quite severe. And we can date back to this decades ago. If you're going after that shot on your second, like Sergio was,
right,
you better miss it long. You've got to be past the hole. Sergio's second shot came up short, rolled back in the water. And so then his, now get this, I'm going to go through all four of these shots. So his fourth shot, his first sandwich shot,
right,
came up short, and it was right of the hole. And Sergio puts a lot of spin on the ball.
Right.
So that spun back into the water. Dropped the ball, sixth shot, his second sandwich. You know, he landed the ball pin high, but to the right of the pin with the spin back in the water. His eighth shot, his third sandwich, it was just past the hole, but it was still to the right with spin.
Right.
It spun back in there. Now his tenth, his fourth sandwich was well past the hole, but it was way to the right, getting up towards that bunker where the slope is its most severe.
Right.
So with any spin, it's back in there. And it wasn't until his fifth sandwich shot, his 12th shot, that where he finally got the ball past the hole to the and to the left.
Right.
That ball where it's flatter. And it wasn't until that moment. So what we need to do is really understand this assessment execution relationship. It's not good enough to execute shots if it's the wrong shot. And it literally, Sergio's poor assessment on his second shot,
right,
from a mind-link perspective, was a 9-shot lost event.
Right.
He failed to have the proper perception to miss that ball past the hole. And that's all she wrote.
Yeah. Well, I mean, basically, it turns out he said it wasn't missed shots, but it actually was, wasn't it?
Well, it was your two key performance markers on every shot is your ability to execute the shot and your ability to assess the shot properly. Like,
right,
it's not good enough to make an excellent execution if you come up a wrong club. It's it's not going to work out. That relationship is really important. So what we're exposing with Sergio here is that his assessments weren't good enough, and they're part of they're key performance markers. And the severity in the Masters, particularly on that shot where he's that third shot on the 15th hole, is extremely severe. I've had it,
right.
And it's the ball's above your feet on a downhill slope, and you have no margin for error.
Right.
I remember just standing there looking at any third shot on the 15th hole at Augusta National in the Masters, and there is no margin for error. You have to be past the hole and to the left, and if you don't do that, you're just bringing in a big number. And you know what? Sergio knows that. He really does. He should know it, and I believe he absolutely does know it.
Well, I think, first of all, with his experience at Augusta, number one, but secondly, I mean, that should have all been figured out or somewhat figured out during the practice rounds.
Oh, I believe, you know, Sergio knew this years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I played in the Masters one time, and it was in 1993, and I knew that.
Right.
So, you know, I know the situation, and we've seen balls. We can go back to 96 where Greg Norman's ball rolled back in the exact same manner.
Right.
You can't afford to miss that shot short of the hole with the amount of spin that he has. Everybody knows that, right. and it's you know, that's why we're with Sergio saying what he did, that he doesn't know why. I'm not sure that he's being truthful to himself, and I think that's where he needs to bring a proper perspective to it, and I think he does know that.
Yeah. Now, what's the importance of taking ownership of something like that, Dick? I mean, just going forward, I mean, even past the Masters, I mean, it's important that you take ownership of that and kind of learn from it, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is, because if you don't take ownership with it, you're in denial,
yeah.
You're not going to make any headway. I think that, and it's the same thing with Ricky Fowler's shot on the 71st hole for Waste Management.
Right.
He says, you know, he got an unlucky bounce. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he hit three wood, he wouldn't have brought the backwater into play.
Right.
And it's part of an awareness thing, and I think this is where what we need to do is we need to literally, when you capture this data of how well you assess shots, because if you don't have an awareness, or you're just going to repeat the same thing over and over again,
mm-hmm.
and we call that golf insanity. There's no reason why you cannot make progress. You
right.
should make progress. Your awareness needs to be on it, and so you don't constantly make the same mistake.
Well, certainly the price that he pays now is, in this case anyway, is basically title defense gone. Basically shot himself out of the Masters on that one hole.
Yes, he did, and I think if we look back at what was the cause of Sergio being able to break through and win his first major last year at the mm-hmm. Masters,
right.
It was his ability to detach from the result. He, you know, it wasn't until that 13th hole where he hit it into the hazard where he finally kind of gave up trying to control the situation or control the outcome.
Right.
He said that he let it unfold naturally. It was accepting of whatever was to happen, and it, quite frankly, it empowered him. So, and it put him in the present moment. He stopped having an emotional attachment to the result, which causes him anxiety. And I think all these mental disciplines are critical. So when you're in those situations, you have ownership, you have accountability, and you make sure that when you make mistakes on those key performance markers, you're able to identify them so you won't make them again.
Well, this is really the hallmark of a major, isn't it?
Well, this is the epitome. Like, you don't get any more pressure than a major championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the severity of that shot over the water, as I said, the ball's above your feet downhill, the severity of the slope and the speed, and your awareness of where you have to place that ball, all those things have to come together.
Right.
It's what defines the person who's going to win
mm-hmm.
and the person who doesn't. So,
yeah.
You know, that's the beauty of Augusta. That's the beauty of a major championship situation. And that's what we get to review.
Well, and I see it, you know, I mean, we've still got 2.5 rounds as we speak right now left in the Masters, and I still see this. I see a few more examples of this coming up.
Absolutely. There's no doubt it's starting to, the second round of the Masters this year is breaking out into a U.S. Open. It's getting very severe out there.
Yeah.
And this is the test we want to see. We want to be able to test all those great players of their not only their ability to execute shots, but their ability to make decisions on a risk-reward basis and find out what kind of metal they have. When you come around Amen Corner on Sunday, and I hope those players in contention, like in the spirit of Bobby Jones, have that shot where that ball's above their feet and they have this dilemma to go for it or not go for it.
Right.
Those decisions and then that you take, the courage you take on to take on that shot, then assess it properly, then execute it, is what's going to define the champion.
Yeah, and even if you do mess up, your recovery, right?
Absolutely, and then you take on what you believe you can, and then you accept where what happens, and then you play that shot as it comes. And it's all about how well you assess and how well you execute in each shot moment.
Well, there's going to be some marquee examples of this, I think, before this is all said and done, so I'm sure you'll be watching. I know why I will.
And I look forward to chatting to you about it after the tournament's over, Hutch.
Absolutely, Dick. Look forward to it.
Thank you.